702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
20 after 8 news from elsewhere around the world. Adam Gilchrist, let's start with this lost criminal evidence. Social media tech companies being blamed. What's this about?
This is, I suppose, the potential for lost evidence. So what this is about is the idea that platforms, social media platforms, Meta, YouTube, whatever, remove graphic material, graphic videos, and isn't it a good thing? We don't want extreme material landing on our children's phones or even our own iPads or phones or whatever. But some of that graphic footage might help prosecutions, for instance, in the case of alleged Russian atrocities in Ukraine. A lot of the evidence is, after all, just a guy with a phone or somebody passing something on and they take a picture of it. There is concern that some of this documented evidence has already been removed because it is, quote, harmful and graphic and extreme, but it might well help with future prosecutions is the idea. So they're being asked by a number of human rights groups. I say they, I mean, it's a sort of amorphous kind of social media outlook, but all the various platforms are being asked, please balance the need to disclose and the need to hide. We know that we don't want to see everything, but, you know, it could be handy in the future is the idea.
Oh, gosh, where is the line, right? Where is the line? Talk to me now about this story. Ach, shame, man. This is a South African saying. We say ach, shame to everything. But really, this is an ach, shame. Joe Biden falling down at this event in Colorado. And, of course, it's going to raise all sorts of questions in the coming election about this aging president.
Yeah, aren't we all a little bit guilty of ageism when it comes to this? I mean, Charlie Chaplin used to fall over all the time and the world laughed, and people still fall over at a distance, you laugh. But when it's your own father or grandfather or grandmother, whatever, and a bit closer to home, it's a bit more worrying. So where are we with Joe Biden? And I've just had a look through a few websites, and nobody is outright saying it, but there is a kind of inbuilt ageism with the way this story is being presented. He is 80. He has, I suppose, had a fall as opposed to fallen over. That's one of the key things in age, isn't it? And 80, he's no spring chicken. We know he's a tiny bit doddery. Of course, what goes on upstairs is rather more important than how his legs hold up. But still, there he was at an Air Force Academy graduation. He does slip, and at least he made a joke of it, which is another thing. He said, I was sandbagged. There was a sandbag on stage while I was shaking hands. I mean, he's sort of making light of it. It's an interesting idea, isn't it, that, you know, people keep saying he is the oldest president. Of course, if Donald Trump replaces him at the next election, Donald Trump will eventually become the oldest president because Donald Trump's about to be 77. Where are we with ageism in our world leaders? It's very odd the way that deportment somehow is terribly important.
I can hear what Trump is going to say about this already on the campaign trail. Now, Adam, the age-old question. Are we alone in the universe?
Some of us are alone in our own heads, aren't we? Yeah, NASA experts have been looking into this. I mean, there are any number of experts who have, but they have had their first public meeting because it's all been very X-file and cloak and dagger. And what they're trying to say is we don't want to be secret about this. We want to share up to a point. So in this first ever public meeting of a NASA panel, they, for instance, looked at the US Navy pilots who famously chased an object that was too fast for them. They couldn't catch it. And they found, these experts, the pilots were actually chasing three distant lights of three distant planes, far more distant than they thought, which is why the planes were able to get away. Not that they were running away, as it were. In another incident, a strange floating object turned out to be a Bart Simpson balloon, which could well indicate life on another planet, I would suggest that. The full NASA UAP, because they call them UAPs these days rather than UFOs, unidentified aerial phenomena, the full report is out next month. But they say only 3% are actually unidentified. Only 3% are actually mysteries. In other words, Bongani, there are dozens of unsolved mysteries that NASA can't explain.
Area 51, anybody? Adam Gilchrist. Great stuff as always. I love the worldview. Adam Gilchrist giving us a sense of what's happening elsewhere in the world.